Hallelujah. Glory and praise be to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus indeed is the name that is above all other names. He's worthy of worship, is worthy of all of our adoration this morning in the name of Jesus. I pray that you are being blessed this morning, that the Lord is with you in Jesus' name. Indeed, the Lord has been so wonderful. He has been so good to us in Jesus' name, that the Lord just put in my heart this morning just to come and praise him in Jesus' name, just to come and lift up the name of Jesus, because we serve an awesome God. He's worthy of our adoration, is worthy of our praise, is worthy of our service unto him this morning in the name of Jesus. I am glad to hear you, to see you this morning in the name of Jesus, and I pray that you are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Actually, the Psalm 117 is a psalm about praising God. So we have already fulfilled Psalms 117. It is only two verses. Praise be to God. You can imagine the entire chapter of Psalms 117. It is just two verses. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I will just read it aloud in the name of Jesus. It says, "Praise the Lord, all the nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Bible says, praise the Lord, all nations. Hallelujah. Praising God is not just for Americans. Praising God is not just for Africans. Praising God is not just for people of Europe, not for people of Asian origin. Praising God is for all the nation. The God we serve, the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham, is worthy to be praised over all the nations in the name of Jesus. We are lifting up the banner of praise. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you, we praise you over all the nations of the earth. Let them praise you. Let America praise you. Let Africa praise you. Let Europe praise you. Let the Arab continent praise you. Let Canada praise you. Let India praise you. Let Australia and all the continents of the earth, North America, South America, let them praise the name of the living God. Let China praise the name of the living God. Let Arab continents praise the name of the living God, because him alone is worthy to be praised. Him alone is worthy to be lifted. Him alone is worthy to be exalted. He is the name that is above every name. And Father, we have gathered here to praise you. We have gathered here to honor you. We have gathered here to exalt that mighty name, that awesome name, that name that carries the majesty of God, that name that carries the glory of God, that name that carries the power of God. We are here to exalt the name of Jesus. Oh, Boshadana Marateya. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Praise be to be the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, all the nations. Extol him, all the people. We are called to extol. To extol means to magnify. To extol means to lift up the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is called to be extolled above all power, above all culture, above all being, above all president. We extol the name of Jesus, that it is the name that is above all other names. It is the name that is worthy of honor. It is the name that is worthy of adoration. It is the name that is worthy of worship. It is the name, Haya Katana Mahanda, that whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. It is the name that is magnified above all being, above all power, above all darkness, above all king, above all president, above all leader, above all prime minister, above the devil and his cohorts. The name of Jesus to be exalted. Father, we exalt the name of Jesus upon this altar. Only the Lord to be magnified. Only Jesus will be worshipped. Only Jesus will be reverent. We will not reverent fear. We will not reverent darkness. We will not reverence the works of the devil. But only Jesus Christ of Nazareth will be exalted upon this house, will be exalted upon this church, because his name is worthy of bowing down to. His name is worthy of our worship. His name is worthy of our adoration. He's the one that died for our sins. He's the one that redeemed us with his blood. He's the one that have joined us back to our birthright, that now we are joint heirs with the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, he's the one who have made a way where seems to be no way. He's the one that died on the cross for our sins. And for this purpose, may his name be exalted. May his name be extolled over all the people. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the name of Jesus gain fame over the land. May the people fear and tremble at the call of the name of Jesus. May people scramble and repent at the call of the name of Jesus. May demons tremble at the call of the name of Jesus. May sickness hear and leave at the call of the name of Jesus, because Jesus is the one that is exalted upon this sanctuary, upon this house. Only Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, is the one that is exalted. The name of Jesus is the one that is exalted above all other names, and other names must bow at the call of the name of Jesus. Every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is the living King. In the name of Jesus, for great is his steadfast love towards us. The Bible says great is his steadfast love, the love of God that never changes. Hallelujah. The agape love of God, it is so great that is the love that made the Father to send Jesus Christ to Nazareth. Hallelujah. That is the love that made Jesus to be willing to die for your sins. Hallelujah. The one who was sinless, hallelujah, the one who sat in glory, came to live in this earthly life, at this earthly life, and walked on dirty roads. Praise be to God. That is the greatness of his love, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Father, we stand before your altar and we invoke the greatness of your steadfast love. Let your steadfast love reach unto every one of us. May the love of God visit you. May the steadfast love of God visit you. May the Lord enwrap you with his around his love. May the Lord protect you. May the Lord shield you, because you are the apple of his eye. Makoto Zabaratia Rebene Kenderi Mahanto Roboshaya Epeyanta Magadalatia. Great is thy faith. Faithful love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. The faithfulness of the Lord. In other words, we don't serve a God that keep changing. We serve a God that is true to his word. We serve a God that is true to his word. And whatever he say he will do, he will indeed do it. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we stand on your faithfulness unto the sons of men. men. We stand on your faithfulness unto the daughters of men, that Father, you have promised us victory. You have promised us that we shall do mightily and violently. You have promised that nations shall be at our disposal. Kings of the earth shall be at our disposal. You have promised that we shall be the head and never the tail. You have promised that you will take sickness and infirmity away from us. And Father, we stand on the promises of God that we are a blessed people, and whoever God has blessed, no man can curse. In the mighty name of Jesus, we stand on the promises of God that have been tested and found to be true. Because of your faithfulness, O God, we worship you, we bless you, we adore you, we give you all the glory. Hallelujah. I want to just to take a moment just to thank God for his faithfulness. Thank God for his mercy. Habayanta rababo shata lepene manda rabababababa jete dene makanta la dabaratani ibabayanto zobabaratariya namantam. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for worship. We thank you for your word. We thank you for what you're doing in our midst, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you because your name is extolled. We thank you, mighty God. May the nation worship you. May all the nation bow before you, Lord. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of adoration. May your name be blessed. May your name be honored. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we surrender this day before your mighty hand. We surrender every activity before your mighty hand. This day that the Lord has made, allow it be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our iniquities as we forgive those who trespass against us, O Lord. Lead us not into temptations, O God, but deliver us from all the traps and the schemes of hell. In the mighty name of Jesus, today our destiny is secured under you. Our life is hidden under you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of this morning devotion. Remember to share the video, send your likes, comment. Let us know if these morning devotions are blessing you. Hallelujah. It's an encouragement unto us to keep doing it. Hallelujah. As long as the Lord is lifted and you are blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, share your testimony with us and have a wonderful day in Christ Jesus. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord be gracious unto you this morning. May the Lord be merciful to you. Go out and shine for Christ Jesus. Remember, this is the year of light and glory. Walk in his light, walk in his glory, and you shall do mightily and violently in Jesus' name. Stay blessed until we see each other another day. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.